Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bird Show.
The One Less Lonely Girl squad is back at it again.
Oh, yes. See, I swear I have friends. I just want more. And I came on a couple of weeks ago and I was just talking about, you know, the transition I'm going through in my life. It just felt lonelier than average. And I know that I'm not the only person who feels this way, especially when you're in your 20s and 30s and you're navigating a lot of different scenarios in your life and your life is just constantly feeling very turbulent. And I thought, you know, it's great that I can come on and speak on my mic and be like, hey, does anybody want to hang out? And people can run to my DMs because they know who I am and can find me on Instagram. But I thought, that's so unfair that other people don't have that kind of privilege. So I thought, why don't we all just get together and hang out? We're all looking for new girl besties. So why don't we just create a Facebook group? And so far, the One Less Lonely Girl Squad on Facebook has nearly 400 members in it.
Nice. Congrats.
We're a big girl gang. So we actually have our very first event happening this weekend. Again, I'm not going to give out any of the details on the air just to ensure that no scary people show up and try to crash our party. But the One Less Lonely Girl Squad is on Facebook with all the details with our first girl hike. And if you want to find that Facebook link, it's in my Instagram link in my bio. Do not DM me because I have gotten a lot of DMs of like, where is it? It's in my bio. Go to the link in my bio on Instagram at the Abby Murphy.
I'm surprised though, because I thought the last time you went hiking, you didn't, I didn't realize you enjoyed hiking.
I don't. Okay. But I'm trying to do things that don't just involve alcohol and
I'm trying to
embrace other things. But yeah, then the next girl hangout will involve wine.
There you go.
That's going to happen at a winery. So if you want to go to that, hiking's not your thing. In a couple of weeks, we're doing a really fun axe throwing event at a winery in the Atlanta area.
I dig it. All right. Yeah, it's all about balance.
Balance, yes. Hiking and then alcohol.
All right, Mo, is there an unwritten rule on how old you should be to get into the club?
Yes. So Candy Burris, who some of you may know from the group Escape, some of you may know from Real Housewives, was having this debate with her husband, Todd, about his habits in going to the club. And I was curious as to how the women would feel, especially the married women on the show, about this, because I do feel like there's always been like this unwritten rule about men who go to clubs. One being, are you supposed to behave differently as a married man? Like, are you supposed to come home earlier? Are you supposed to not be out as much? And then even in age, like, I feel like people judge you when you get at a certain age as a man. Mm. If you're in your 30s, if you're in your 40s, there are men who still like to go to the club. And that's what this conversation was about. And they're in a barbershop. And I guess he not only goes out, he likes to actually close the club down. And she feels like at a certain age, and when you're a married man, you should not be closing the clubs down, even if you're still going to the club.
This next spot. So why is there a big deal?
Like, you know I'm okay. Right before you pull up to a bitch house, and trying to make it seem like you ain't doing nothing.
But you checking my location. So you know I'm at no chick's house. Unless the chick lives at the club, or lives at Magic City, or lives at a restaurant.
I just feel like there's no reason why you should be at a club and be the last person in there. Like, there's no reason that the club should be getting shut down, lights turned on, and you still last one out.
So he feels like because you have my location, and he also said that when he's at the club shutting it down, it's not necessarily because he's just there like dancing with his friends. It's because he knows the people there. And sometimes he talks after the club actually closes and they start cleaning. That's when he can actually hang out with his friends. But she feels like it doesn't matter. You're a married man and you should not be at the club when the club shuts down, and you should not be coming home that late, even if I do have your location.
I mean, perception's reality. It's not a good look. Like, if you're the married man, I mean, I have no problem because, like, moms have their mom's night out. And we have said time and time again that when moms go out, we lose our ever-loving minds. And so we go to the club, we go dancing, we have a good time. So just because you're married and have kids doesn't mean you can't go out and have a good time with your friends, right? But to be the last person there as it closes down, to me, what it screams in this, like I said, this is a major like assumption on my part, but I'm like, how miserable is your life at home that you don't want to go home and you want to stay here till the club closes? Like,
that's fair.
Like that's what in my head, like, wow, you're still here, huh? Cause for me, it's like, you really don't want to go home, do you? Right?
No, you're not wrong. Cause when I go out with like my group of guys, we always have this joke that it's always like the guys that are either married or in relationships that never want the night to end.
Right.
Like the single guys are usually the ones that are like, yo, I'm ready to go home. Like I'm tired. But the guys that are in, like, relate, they're like, no, we can do this all night.
Because I feel like they don't get their freedom. Like, I'm listening to that conversation, and I'm like, no wonder dudes hate the idea of getting married if you're not allowed to live your life anymore. Like, that would suck. I don't care. If it's every night, we have a problem. If it's every weekend, even, and we're not spending time together, we have a problem. But if you go to the club with your friends, I do not care. Stay out and have a good time.
No, nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
But even if you have his location... Because that was his thing. Like, you know where I'm at. It's not like you don't have my location. So I get coming home at 4 a.m. might be bothersome, but you know where I am.
But no, in this situation, because he said he's staying because after they closed down, his friends own the club, he, you know, promoters, whatever, he's actually able to have conversations. Well, they have offices. They have like, so, you know, you have access to other rooms at the club. It doesn't mean something bad can't go down at the club.
I get what you're saying.
Because I know there's back rooms.
Yes, there are. There certainly are.
Would you be mad? So imagine you're married and your man goes out to the club and doesn't get home till after it closes down.
It depends on the frequency. To me, that's the sticking point here. Because I don't think there's anything wrong with every now and then having a rager with your friends, going out, taking shots, like living life like it's the old days. But when I see videos of like Leo DiCaprio, for example, out in Miami for the 50th time with some 20-year-old, it's a little icky to look at that because it does seem like this club thing seems like it's kind of filling a void for you. So to me, if it feels more of like a bad habit rather than just like an every now and then once in a blue moon fun time, that to me is where the difference is and what would be an issue for me.
All right, speaking of icky behavior, we're going to share a few more of our icks because this has come up on the show numerous times, and I thought we needed just to have a refresh. We've done our icks before. Abby, what is an ick?
An ick is something that basically just makes you feel cringe, and in a romantic standpoint, it's the thing that might make you not want to sleep with someone.
So I came up with my list of icks is things a man could say that I feel are ick, right? And Mo, you were floored, and I have actually known a man to say these words. And it's just like the shoulders pop up, chappy stick instead of chapstick.
A grown man saying that?
Yes, he did.
No way.
Flippy flops instead of flip flops. Cool beans.
Oh.
Now, I know Katie says cool beans all the time.
That is favorite phrase.
And that is fine. But if I'm dating a man and he's like, cool beans, not going to happen. All righty.
Nah, I'm with you.
That's an ick. Uh-huh. And lastly, Neato.
Wow. Yeah, grown men say these things.
Uh-huh. Okay. So those are my ick words. Abby?
For me, I feel like I constantly talk about the things that ick me out about men, so I'll just do generic ones. For me, I cannot stand the word Reese's. And I bring that up because I called Kristen out for it the other day. I was like, it's Reese, and those are his candies. There was no Reese. I'm also with you. I hate millennial words like doggo or neato or cool beans. And another big ick that I have just in general is anytime I see an influencer post on social media and I can tell it's just a video, it's a random trend where they cannot stop looking at their own body. It's so icky to me.
All right, y'all save the rest of your icks. We'll visit them later. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.